Why the hell isn't she answering?
Yo, we're ready to roll out at 01. We're meeting up in 10 to go over the mission once more. You good?
Craig's in the doorway, casually leaning inside the frame with crossed arms. Yeah, sure, I mumble. His forehead creases as he straightens his stance and drops his arms. He knows something's up with me. We're a team. One unit. We can read each other. But is something wrong with me? I've had a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach for weeks, and it's not about the mission. I never get nervous on ops. I live for them. We were trained at BUDS to remove fear from the equation, so I know going into Iran in a couple of hours isn't what has me rattled. I'll meet up with y'all in 5, just trying to see Cindy and Lily before we leave. I turn back to the laptop screen and end the unanswered Skype call once again, killing the annoying beeping sound before I try one last time.
All right.
I lean back in the chair and narrow my eyes when the call finally connects, and my daughter's face fills the screen. Lily's long blonde hair is draped in front of her shoulders, and her huge emerald green eyes trap me, giving me a serious ache in my chest. It's been months since I've been home. She's almost 5, and I've been away from her more than I've been with her. She's the reason I'm not sure if I'll re-enlist when the time comes in 4 months. But she's also why I do what I do. To protect her. To try to make the world a little better for when she grows up. Hi, baby girl. I miss you. My index finger goes to the laptop screen as if I can actually touch her tiny palm as she waves, her dimples popping as she smiles.
Hiya, Daddy. I miss you too. Mommy is packing. She says we're going to see the Big Apple.
I lean in closer. Where's Mama? Can you put Mama on, baby girl?
Okay, Daddy. Love you.
Love you more. I kiss 2 fingers and press them to the screen, and Lily does the same. It's our ritual goodbye. A moment later, Cindy is on camera, and I've lost sight of Lily. Now I'm certain as to why I've been hanging on the damn edge. My wife. She's been off for a while, but I haven't wanted to admit it. With the way her brows pinch together and her lips draw tight, I can tell she's holding something back from me. Something I don't want to hear. I catch a glimpse of my mother's old record player off to the right behind her. It's closed and probably collecting dust. When we first got married, I would play my mother's jazz music and dance around the living room, trying to get Cindy to move with me. She always hated that record player. She'd shirk away and raise her palms, insisting I was crazy for wanting to dance in the middle of the day just because it was a rainy afternoon. Not once did she dance with me. My gaze snaps back to Cindy as she wets her glossy pink lips and brushes her dyed blonde hair to her back. Her green eyes aren't on mine. She looks past me as if someone is standing behind my chair. I almost peek over my shoulder just to be sure I'm alone. Where are you going? What's Lily talking about, another trip to your mom's? My body tenses as an unnatural pull of stress ropes me in, and I grind my knuckles against my thigh. Cindy. She finally looks at me. I almost regret it because the look in her eyes, well, it's as if she's a ghost.
Noah.
My name used to sound good when she said it, but now it's as though the word has become an inconvenience, my existence a nuisance. I don't have much time. I say as anticipation cuts me open. Give me a terrorist to face any day, but a pissed off wife? Not so much.
When are you coming home?
She knows the answer to that because I can never give her definitive dates. I don't know. Maybe sooner than I thought. I didn't think the raid in Iran would happen this month, so I'll probably get back to Virginia in a matter of weeks.